Sunday Brunch. This blog post is sponsored by Divine Desserts Publishing, LLC. Enjoy some of our wholesome Christian titles found at ceciliadoddy.com/books. That's ceciliadoddy.com/books. Or simply click on the link in this blog post. One of our titles is Raspberry Kisses by Cecilia Doughty. Grieving widow Rhea embarks on a journey that will change her life forever. Pastor Martin seems too good to be true. Martin has a secret. What will Rhea do when she discovers the truth? Will she find the courage to make the right decision? Read the Bakery Romance series on Kindle. Visit ceciliadoddy.com/books or simply click on the link entitled Raspberry Kisses at the end of this blog post. Be sure to share this blog post with your friends, family, and church buddies. Why didn't Jesus rescue John the Baptist from prison? King Herod had heard about Jesus. He thought that John the Baptist was Jesus risen from the dead. Herod had John arrested and imprisoned. Herod had a brother named Philip. John was imprisoned because he reprimanded Herod for wrongfully marrying Philip's wife. Herod was afraid to kill John because a lot of people thought he was a prophet. When John the Baptist was in prison, I believe he wanted Jesus' help. When Jesus failed to help John escape, John sent his disciples to ask Jesus if he was really the one, the true Messiah. Then John the Baptist was beheaded. His head was presented on a platter as a birthday gift to King Herod's wife's daughter, who then presented the platter to her mother, the king's wife Herodias. Upon hearing this news, Jesus went away on a boat for some time alone. Apparently, Jesus was saddened by the death of John, and I've always wondered why Jesus didn't release John from prison. There are some biblical questions that will probably remain unanswered until we get to heaven, but I think Jesus felt he had more pressing things to do than rescuing John. Perhaps during those crucial moments when John was in prison, Jesus was called elsewhere to heal and save souls. There could be a number of reasons why things played out the way that they did, but I've always wondered about this. So why do you think that Jesus refused to rescue John the Baptist from prison? Leave your responses in the comments. I've also included scriptures below at the end of this blog post, which I will read aloud. Matthew 11:1-6. After Jesus had finished instructing his 12 disciples, he went on from there to teach and preach in the towns of Galilee. When John heard in prison what Jesus was doing, he sent his disciples to ask him, "Are you the one who has come, or should we expect someone else?" Jesus replied, "Go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cured, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is preached to the poor. Blessed is the man who does not fall away on account of me." Matthew 14:3-13. Now Herod had arrested John and bound him and put him in prison because of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife. For John had been saying to him, "It's not lawful for you to have her." Herod wanted to kill John, but he was afraid of the people because they considered him a prophet. Herod's birthday, the daughter of Herodias, danced for them and pleased Herod so much that he promised with an oath to give her whatever she asked. Prompted by her mother, she said, "Give me here on a platter the head of John the Baptist." The king was distressed, but because of his oaths and his dinner guests, he ordered that her request be granted and had John beheaded in the prison. His head was brought in on a platter and given to the girl who carried it to her mother. John's disciples came and took his body out and buried it. Then they went and told Jesus. When Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. This blog post was sponsored by Divine Desserts Publishing, LLC. Come and check out our wholesome Christian titles by visiting ceciliadoddy.com/books. You may also visit this blog and read other Bible-based blog posts. Simply visit ceciliadoddy.com/blog/category and then Sunday-brunch, or simply click on the link in this blog post to visit other Bible-based blog posts and discussions. Please share this blog post with your friends, family, and church members. Anybody who likes to discuss the Bible or read it, you may share this blog post so that they can also add their comments to the 100, over 100 comments that have already been left. I also encourage you to read Raspberry Kisses by Cecilia Doughty. Grieving widow Rhea embarks on a journey that will change her life forever. Pastor Martin seems too good to be true. Martin has a secret. What will Rhea do when she discovers the truth? Will she find the courage to make the right decision? Read the Bakery Romance series on Kindle. You may also purchase Raspberry Kisses by clicking on the link at the end of this blog post. This is a wholesome Christian romance that readers will enjoy, especially church groups and women's Bible study groups should enjoy this novel. It has over 300 reviews on Amazon as of this day, and several of other reviews are forthcoming. So I encourage you to check out this wonderful title, and you can go to Amazon and read some of the reviews there. Be sure to, if you go to Amazon directly, be sure to select Raspberry Kisses by Cecilia Doughty, because there are other titles on Amazon that share that are called Raspberry Kisses, but they're by other people. So be sure to click on the right one when you search for the book, or simply click on the link at the end of this blog post. Again, that's Raspberry Kisses by Cecilia Doughty. Thank you for your time, and thanks for listening to this blog post in its entirety.